Okay, today's daf is Ba'abasra, daf Kuf Samach Ches. Kuf Samach Ches, we are on Kuf Samach Zayin of Abayz, towards the bottom, and today's shiur is sponsored Zuchus L'Refua Shalema, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community, from Jack and Renee Nussbaum. Refua Shalema, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Okay, says the Gemara Kuf Samach Zayin of Abayz, as we continue talking about Shtaris, which is the topic of this parak, and we continue with various mistakes that were made and discrepancies. And yesterday's Mishnah discussed who writes the shtar and who do we have to be there, who has to be there when we write the shtar, the malveh, the lover, the mocher, the lokeach, the husband, the wife, all different types of shtaris, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, now hahu tavra, there was a receipt. Sit five lines up at the bottom. Davi chasam alei Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. There was a certain receipt that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was signed on. Asya lekameh hahi itza. The woman who the receipt was written for comes in front of Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Amr le lav ano havoi. And she says, I'm not the woman. What is she there for? She wants to be, it's the receipt, but she wants to be toveh her ksuba. She said, this is a receipt that I got the ksuba ready. It's not me. I'm not the woman that's written in this receipt, right? The Rashbam explains, "Letfoa ksubasa v'yamra lo lav ano havoi ota isha shata omer shachasamta al shovreha." Right, you, the woman that you say that you signed on her shofar, v'shem isha cheres v'shma kishvi. Maybe it's a woman with the same name and the same husband's name, v'shem bala k'shem bali. But I never got my ksuba. Says this woman to Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Omar, says Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba back to her, Anonami Amrilahu Lav Ihihi. I also thought that you were that woman. Right? I said to the Edom that signed with me on the shofar that you're not the woman. But Vamruli, and they said to me, no. You are the woman. Mekishu dekashala ubagala kala. You've just gotten older and your voice has gotten deeper and things have changed, but you are the same woman. Amar Abaya, so what's the halacha? Right, he thought, if you remember, Abba admits that originally he did not think she was the woman, but he was told by the other people there that she was the woman. Says the Gemara, says Abaya, he is now believed that she is the woman. Amar Abaya, Afagav Damar Rabbanan, even though the Rabbanan say, Kiva Chegit Shubay Nechozer Umagid, that usually you cannot take back your testimony. And according to the Rashbam's Pshat, which is Rov Rishonim, as we just explained it, this isn't really Eidos, officially. Right, it's that he said to the witnesses, is that this woman? So maybe the Gemara is just using it as a mushal, not as an actual, it wasn't that he said this, but Torah said this. He was just saying this as talking to the other Edom there. So that's how one can answer the problem that others have with the Rashbam, who says that this is the case as we just explained it. The application of Kivat Shehigit. But either way, Abaya says, even though they're about to say Kivat Shehigit Shuvah Nechozer Magid, once one gives testimony, then they cannot be Chozer, but when changed their testimony, Serva Me Rabbanan, Lav Orchel Ameidach. But a rabbi, a Serva Me Rabbanan, it's not his derech to be so medactic and focused on what women look like, and therefore, we know when he first said that, oh, I'm not sure this is the woman, that's somewhat of an inferior type of claim, because he's not supposed to know. He doesn't know the features and focus about different way women look. Therefore, it's not a problem for him to go back. And again, the summary show, the Meiri and others quote a different shot of the Gemara, that maybe they're talking about originally that he wasn't sure, and now he realizes that this is not the woman. Okay, either way, but we went with a shot of the Rov Rishonim that we... as following the Rashbam. The sugya, once it's here, of Kivat Shehigit, Shubat Echozu Magid, it comes up in three or four other places in Shas. Interesting that there is no source quoted in Shas. There is no source quoted in the Gemara for Kivat Shehigit. There are certain principles that the Gemara just assumes, and there is no source given. We have Gershon is Gair Kikon Shinola Dami. It's quoted, but there's no source given. Hodas baldin kimei edim dami. Right? Rashi quotes in Kiddushin a source for that. Ki huzeh. But certain principles are not given a source. So one has to say, okay, they might, Rov Rishonim in most of these places say there is a source, but the question could still be asked, why isn't a source given? Is that telling me because it's more of a svara than a specific source? Either way, but here the Rishonim don't suggest that. They say there is a marker. Rashi in Maseches Ksubis Daf Yud Ches quotes Yagid Chad Hagadah Ksivi, says Yagid, to give Hagadah, to give testimony, and that's Mashma one other. The Ritva there, Ksubis Yud Ches, has three suggestions. This is the source that's quoted to tell us the source for Kivat Shehigid. Says the Ritva, Yesh Shapir Shubatosvas. Some explain, Tahanafka Midasiv Imlo Yagid V'nasavono, if we know the source for giving edus in general, there's no pasuk that says give edus. There's a pasuk that says if you don't give edus, so then you're giving chayav a karban. Shvuas edus. That's an interesting way of the source for giving edus. The Ramban in Kutros Dina de Garmi says giving edus is part of the mitzvah of chesed. Gimilas chasadim, yath l'recha kamocha. There's no clearer source in the Torah. But either way, says the Ritva here, Im lo yagid v'nasav ono, the Islam the Medrash, the Kivan, shalo higid, shuv eno chozer umagid. Kid did darshina. The Ritva makes up a, or quotes a new drasha, just like by Chalitza and Yibum. We have the pasuk asher lo yivne es beis achiv, kivat shalo bana shuv lo yivne. Once he does not choose to do Yibum, he no longer can do it. So here too, since he decided not to give certain testimony, he cannot change to give other testimony. That's the source of Kivan, Shehigid. Says the Ritva of the Achir and Pirshu, and he quotes others. He quotes this from other Ba'alei HaTosfos. Din Timsa Lo Mar Choser Umagid Lo Timsa Karba Meshuas Haedus. We know that there's a Karban Shvua. If somebody denies owing knowing testimony on the behalf of someone else in the financial matters, and then they change their mind, so then they're going to be Chayev. Chayev a Karban Shvua Haedus, because originally they lied. So what I'm being... When would you ever be chayav a karban? You'd be able to be chozer bo, the la'olam chozer umagid. And the fact that there is a chayav karban must be that you cannot be chozer umagid. And he says, v'kar lozeh, pirish Rashi zal. He thinks that's similar to Rashi there in Ksubis. Eino chozer umagid, tegabi hagad edus, chada hagad aksiva. Not exactly sure the notes pick up on this on the bottom, how exactly he sees this in Rashi, but either way, that is the second idea that the Ritva quotes. And then he says, "V'lo nihira tochiv shuas edus eino ela b'misha kavash edus v'lo higin." He doesn't think that this is a good suggestion because the shuas edus and the karban is only when you didn't say anything at the beginning. Not that you're changing your mind. V'alzera uilachayvo karban afilu choser umagin eduso. And there, if you deny and then you say edus afterwards, that's where we say you cannot be choser umagin because then you went from nothing to something. That's where you're chayvo karban. U'mizayatam ain't apirish arishin v'chuvar. I don't like the first shot either. Deloshayach lemidrash be'midi b'mishehei be'bezdin. Right? Kivit shalo bana when he was bana here. In both the first cases, the model, the source, is coming from a place where nothing happened. You didn't do Yibim, now you want to do Yibim. You didn't do Edus, now you want to give Edus. This principle of Kivat Shehigid, you gave Edus, and now you want to change the Edus. So says the Ritva, I don't like either of those suggestions, but he likes the third one. Aval hanachon, denafgalan haipirusha, delo yagid, mi dechsiv. Because the pasuk says by Edus, apishnayim edim yakum davar. Based on the word of two witnesses, the thing will stand and be established. Alma, alma sheheidu bebezdin, miskayim adin, lizkus o lechova la'alter. When edim say something, the din, the event, is established based on their testimony. And if they're able to go back on their words, that's not called mikuyam. That's not called established. And that's where he quotes the Gemara there. But either way, that is the third and final suggestion of the Ritva that he likes, that apishayidim yakum davar, and it's not mikuyam if the edim could always retract. The Ritva here, that was the Ritva there. The Ritva here also has an important comment, where on this line he says, "Serve me Rabbanan." He says, getting back to what our context is, right? Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba said, "Well, because I thought the woman wasn't a woman, and now I see she is a woman. This woman, so I trust her now." And serve me Rabbanan, lav orche lameidak. Says the Ritva here. V'tikivan, he says, starting from umikawakam shaminan mehacha. You learn from here. Sheyachal adam lisbok bazeh. Let's say a person doesn't need testimony, but he needs certain information. A person is allowed to rely on psule edus to get certain information, even though they're not edim cherim. Mikol makam shamina mehacha. Sheyachal adam lisbok bazeh al piyedechad afilu al isha v'karov. How does Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba know who this is? Who this woman is? doesn't say specifically the Edom testified. He asked around. Who did he ask? Says the Ritva, doesn't say specifically Edom Sherim. It could even be an Isho or a Karov or an Eid Echad. The Isakataita Kishnaim He'idu Lo Bedavar Betchila. If you say it was really two witnesses, then obviously what was the suffix? Two witnesses say this is so and so. So of course, Heichi Amrina, the Tzurim Meirabana, Lo Dayik. Hadok Bedavar Al Pi Edom Sherim. Ve'ni Yochal Avzerbo. Elavade the Kida Amran, but it must be that you don't have to rely on Edom Sherim here. Why? Here's the key line. The kiva da milsa da avidi ligluyehu, since this is something that is going to become revealed in the future, what's called a milsa da avidi ligluyeh, nehi she'ein somchin bal davar atzmo, which is his question, even though you don't rely on the bal davar, somchin al pi eid echad afilukara vo isha, but you're allowed to rely on other edim psulim. And then he says, "Ukeshev shesomchin alinin chalitza," just like you rely on chalitza, as the Gemara says in Yevamos Lamites, that you need to identify, you could use even psulim to identify who the person is. Is this the Yavam, is the Yavama, is this the Chalutz, to know who these people are? Kein Yirali v'chein Taz HaRashba, says the Ritva. So I think in this case there were no Edim, because then there wouldn't be a Shaila about who this woman is, but because it's a Milsa, Davidi Ligluye, so that is why it is, one is allowed to rely on Edim Psulim. So that's an interpretation of the Gemara in Yavama Stafla Mites, what exactly the Gemara means. The language of the Gemara is there, Lamed Tesma Beis, discussing identification of the people involved in the Chalitza. Says the Gemara, the Ishtemod Inu, that means for the word Moda, we were let known who these people are. So the Gemara says there, Pligi Baravacha Baravida, Chad Arav Eide, V'chad Amar, Afilu Karav, Afilu Isha. V'hilchasa, we pass on Afilu Karav or Isha. What's the language of the Gemara? V'hilchasa, Giluye Milsa Ba'almahu. V'afilu Karav, Afilu Isha. So what does that mean? Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu. So some Rishonim, the Riff and others, think this means, well, you don't really need Eidus here. It's just what we call a Gilui Milsa. You just have to be Megala who this is. But the Rambam and others interpret this as, no, Gilui Milsa means it's a Milsa Da'avidi Ligluye. It's something that is going to become clear eventually, and therefore you require less of a standard because people aren't going to lie if they know that they're going to be found out. If they know the reality is going to become clear, so therefore you could trust even Psulim. That's how the Rambam understands this Gemara. This is the last Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. And then we'll continue with the second line. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, last halacha, Perek Yud Gimel. Al yiksha be'enecha, she'itiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamura, be'edus isha o evet o shivcha o goy me'siach lefitumo, ve'ein mi'pied, u'mi'piaksav, u'blo drisha ve'chakira. Don't be surprised, says the Rambam, that the erva ha'chamura, to say a woman's husband died, we allow, based on all these types of witnessing that we generally don't hold of. An evet, a shivcha, a goy, a non-Jew who's me'siach lefitumo, mipied, mipiksav, right? All of this. Why? Shalakpida Torah al hadash le edim v'shar mishpatei ha'edus. When does the Torah require two edim and all the other rules of edus? Ela bedavar she'ein ata yachol la'amod al buryo ela mipi ha'edim ube edusan. Only by something that you could only know about from the mouth of the edim. Kigon she'idu she'ze harag etzeh oze hilva etzeh. You don't know about a loan. You don't know about an event that took place. Aval davar she'efshel amod al buryo. But something that you could know about based on other evidence. Shalom mipi ha'ed hazeh. You could figure it out. Ve'ein ha'ed yachol lehi shamet. Im ein ha'davar emes. And the aid won't be able to defend himself if he had been telling a lie. Could go zu she'ed shemes poni. So-and-so died. And if so-and-so walks in, that's a milsa davidi legluye. Lo ekpid the Torah alav. There, the Torah da makpid shedavar rachoku sheyod boha eid b'sheker. It's very far fetched to assume the aid's going to be mishaker there, and therefore we could trust. Lefichach hakilu chachamim b'davar zeh. A little difficult. Is this a din d'rabanan? Is this a din d'araisa? He seems to say it's a d'rabanan then. V'heminu be'ed echad mipi shivcha u'min haksav u'blo jishiv hakira. And then he says, k'dei shalo yisharu b'ros Yisrael agunos. So there are a lot of reasons here. It's Milsa Davila Gluye. It is, that might be the mechanism for allowing Takanas Agunos. The Rivet here adds in, what about Daika Uminsava? Another factor brought in Ha'isha Rabba, in the 10th parak of Yevamos, that a woman always is Medakdekes before she would get remarried because she doesn't want her children to be Mamzerim. A lot of different reasons and factors here, but the Rambam at least quotes this idea of Milsa Davide Ligluye, which is what the Ritva quotes here as well, in terms of not allowing, not the need not to rely on Edim, because he assumes that there were no Edim in this case. Okay, let's continue second line. Hahu Tavra, Davi Chasim, Ole, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Another case, similar case. There was a shover, there was a receipt that Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba signed on. Right, second one. We just had, the previous one was also with him. Amra le lav anoya, she again says, it's me. I'm not the one that signed on this. Oh my la, Ivra Antavis. No. It is you, he says this time. It is you, says the Gemara, Marabaya, Avagav, the servant Mirabana, Lavurchilameda, Kivan, the dog. So this is the opposite case. The first case he said, oh, I wasn't sure, but the Edom explained it to me. Here he's saying, no, I know, it's you, I know it's you. So what do you mean? Didn't we just say that a Tamar Chacham is not so medactic about how, who the women are? But the Gemara says, they're not usually. But if they are medactic, if they say they know this is the woman, so then they would be trusted. Right? Lavur chelamedak, but you the dog. Once they were medactic, then we trust that they are telling the Amar Abaya continues, Hai Tzurva Meir Abanan. The Ozil Kedusha Itza, if a certain Talmud Chacham is going to get married, is going to be a Kaddish woman. Nidbar Amaretz Badei. Maybe you should take another man, Amaretz, someone who was not a servant Meir Rabbanan with him. Dilma Machluf Alamine. Because maybe this servant Meir Rabbanan is not used to different features of women, and maybe the person involved, it's not going to be the right woman, it's going to switch. So you should take an Amaretz, Rashbam, Shemistakel, Umakir, Benashim, someone who's more used to being involved with women. Again, it can't mean that there's some Isser going on here, because that would be a Lifnei Iver question. Yeah, take someone else who's going to do an Isser for you. No. And also we say, there are many related issues. But it just means, in terms of a servant Meir Rabbanan who's not used to it, who's not used to recognizing the different features of women. So take someone who is used to it more, and therefore he will be able to help you and make sure that nobody tricks you or does anything that you wouldn't want or you wouldn't expect. The Rambam and the Ravid also discuss this in Hilchas Isurei Bia, in Parachaf Aleph. The Rambam discusses Parachaf Aleph and Hilchas Isurei Bia are all the issues of harchakos between men and women in general, in terms of behavior and levity and negia, chibah finishuk, and histaklus. All of that is in Parachaf Aleph of Hilchas Isurei Bia, says the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, "Umuter lehistakel b'fnei pnuya ulabatka b'impsula b'beula kadei sheyira im he noeh be'enav yisaena ve'im bazet sadiser ela v'lo and ela roy lasos kein." This is the Rambam. If you're getting married, you bring a kaddish woman. You're supposed to look at her, right? The beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin. Also, the kaddish ashirena. Right, a person has to go and make sure that he finds his wife, the woman that he's going to marry, attractive, and that's part of the Gemara says. It would possibly lead to a violation of Ayat L'Recha Kamocha. The Gemara says there, the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. But says the Rambam here in Isurei Bia, it's more to listak. I'll say here, there was nothing wrong that anybody was doing. The Tzurim Rabbanan was going to see. The Am Haaretz was used to more seeing the different features of women. And therefore the Rambam says here that we should know that the going to look for a tachlus purpose, again, not looking in an unsneous way, looking in an appropriate way, so that in focusing on the girl, focusing on the woman, so that is mutter, and it's not only mutter, it is ra'ui lasos kein. Says the Rambam, ava lo yistakel derech znus, obviously not to look in an inappropriate way, which we know is ervas davar. On that Rambam says the Ravid, chachamim amru, lidvar ama aretz bahadei, alma ein derech tavan chacham bekach. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, I don't know what the Rambam's saying. It's mutter, it's a mitzvah. What do you mean? You see here that the Gemara said that he should take another person with him. But the Mepharshim say that maybe the Rambam's not a problem with the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that he's going to look at this woman right now. But maybe he's not sure if this is the woman that he was spoken to about. He focused on right now, though. He's going to look at her. Right? You don't have to read the Gemara as he's not even going to look at her now. No, the Rambam is understanding that he's going to look at her now, but it could be there was some trick from before that this is going to be a different woman than he thought. Either way, that's the Ravid thinks that our Gemara is against the Rambam, while the Magen Mishnah and others say that no, the Rambam can read our Gemara as well. And this is a big discussion in terms of seeing the Kala, seeing the girl beforehand, and obviously seeing the Kala, the Rambam discusses. Big discussion in the postgame in Evan Ezer in terms of we know that there are certain minhagim of Klal Yisrael of different types of veils. So many have veils of see-through and some have veils of not see-through. It's called a very thick veil in front of the Kala. So there's a big shaila in terms of getting married. The Ramah quotes in Hilchos Kiddushin and Siman Laman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. What do the Edom have to see? We know the Edom have to witness the Maisa Kiddushin. What if the Edom can't see the face of the Kala? Is that a problem? Right, you have to know who the Kala is, who the Chassid is. So the Ramah quotes this. Gam nohagin. L'chassos p'nei ha-kalos ha-tsnuos ve'enan makpidos b'mem ha-kadesh osan. The Ramah quotes this minhag of covering the face of the Kala. That's what he quotes this minhag. So the Mefarshim on that Ramah discussed the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, and the after the Pesachei Tshuva, the Avi Milulim, the Ksos quotes, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they all deal with this issue. They quote it from the Maharit. The Pesachei Tshuva here in Siman Laman Aleph says the Pesachei Tshuva quoting for the Maharit. Pesachei Tshuva was after the Ksos. It was 1800s. But he quotes from earlier Achronim. He quotes from the Maharit in the name of his father, the Mabit. Right? That's from the time of the Beis Yosef. Be'echad shekidesh isha achas shaya paneh mechusos b'shas kiddushin. That her face was totally covered at the time of the marriage. V'lo ra'u osa. Ela she'achar kach. After the kiddushin, kishaholchala, when they're leaving, let's say the chuppah, hechziruha v'gilu paneha. They saw her face afterwards. Kedeshi yuchlu ladas ulahayin mihi amiskadeshes. So the Mabit was asked, is this a problem that the Edom didn't see the face of the kala during the wedding? They only saw it right afterwards. And the Mabit says, ein lachush klal kiddushin. Wow. The Mabit says it's a big problem. Tavi kibakadish below Edom. It's like a kiddushin without Edom. After all, what do you have to do? You have to see all of the conditions at the time of the marriage. V'dima zos, l'shuva zarashva, simin, tavshin, pei, de Edom sheshamu, eich ruvein amar l'leia. The Rashba, the Mabit, compares this to the case of the Rashba, where Ruvein, two Edom hear that Ruvein says to Leia, hari amukudeshes li be'esrog zeh, v'lo ro hanesina, av agav shero achar kach, ha'esrog yotzei mitachas yad ha'isha, lo avikidushin. The Mabit says, getting important information after the Maisa is not good enough. Right, that's yidia below re'ia. So the Mabit says, here too, if they don't see the face of the Kala during the Kiddushin, it is yidia below re'ia, and it is a problem. Says the Maharit, his son, Abba, I have a lot of respect for you, but I beg to differ. I think there's a big difference between seeing the Maisa but missing a detail and not seeing the Maisa. The Maharit zalchilek, bein lo ro Maisa Kiddushin, like that case, leicha de ro Maisa Kiddushin, ela shalo hikiru as a isha. Kivan shicholin lahachzik bavalerosa machlokas between a father and a son, and then adds the maharit of Alani as daiti bepshitus ta'achal chashiv yediyah v'riya. No, I think not seeing the kala's face is still called a riya. To keep it the bahani edusan imyiru. What would happen if afterwards they would see this woman mizana rachmana l'tzlan? She's an eshes shizinsa. I don't know who specifically she is. They do know who she is. They know she was an Eish Yisrael that got married. So seeing her afterwards would be enough. The Ma'ani Yedusin Amiru She Ba'al Ish Acher Es Ha'isha Bifneihem Kemoshe Amiru Edim Le'echad Shahayu Panam Mechuser V'Ratzach Le'chavero. If they see a murder and the first person, the murderous face is covered. V'chi Lo Hayu Yechol Le'ha'ish Ish Hazel Harag Le'chavero. If right afterwards they see who it was, they wouldn't be able to testify that he murdered. Afshem Hayem Misrachik Behem Lo Hayu Makirin Oso V'ha Yechol Le'ha'in Mikomakum B'Fadim Ma'ani Yedusin V'chachav Shapir Yediyah V'Re'iyah. And also, va'od kivish lo zazu mi yadam atchet badkua v'ra'ua v'vadei hariu ki yadi v'ra'iyah v'vadei kidish isha b'fe'edim v'lo badkua mikodem im higdola. And after they see she's a gdola, v'vadei mekudeshes, right? If you find out different details afterwards. So that's the Ma'abit quotes as a problem, but the Maharit says it's not a problem, and the Avim Yiluim also discusses this there in Simin Laman Aleph Sifkatan Dalet. He quotes from the Maharit. The Avni Miluim is not as convinced that it's that it's okay. He quotes the Maharit that he's no tell like the Mabit. But he quotes for a different reason. He would think it is okay. It's a long piece, just to read one line. The Ki Agavna Avi Kiddushin Be'edim. Because they could identify her right now, so therefore, it is enough. And he gets into Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir in terms of Edom Mesira Karsi, what exactly has to be witnessed. Either way, he's noted to say that it is okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan as well, Aruch HaShulchan most recently says in Sifkatan Tess, Yesh Lislo Bazeh Shela Gadola, he quotes this Shaila, Achrei Shemachasa Prei Akala, Vedi Kedushin Eino Rowin Lamiya Makadesh, Lama Lo Neichush, Mekadesh Velo Edim, Anam Etzleinu Eichshash Bazeh. He says, regarding us, there's not a chash. Why? Sharei Yadua, Shepsula Zuhal Lichul Chuppah. They saw her right before the Chuppah. They see her right after, so they saw her beforehand. So this is not a case of Yediya below Re'iya, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kivan Shachar Kach Nizgalsa, V'akol Rowan Osa, Kimo Im HaYeroen Eidim Be'echad, Sheipan HaMuchusav, Harakas HaNefesh, says the same thing that the Mabit says, Him Lo HaYichol Ma'aviyah Yish HaZeh LeBezah, Hayd Alav, he quotes this, V'o Zeh Re'iya Mamish, Kishekol HaGuf Omeid Lefnei HaEidim, Deyesh Tfiyas Ayin BeHaGuf, Af Below Parts of Panim, right, even without face, they see the goof. And that also. And then he says, also, interesting, the ode, and we know our minhag is, when they give the kala to drink a little bit in the coast, they lift up the veil. So the edim also could see then, kishenosim lala, this shows biakos shel erisin, shekodem akidushin, behechrech, sheyizgalet surasa bemiksas, vahave re'iya mamish, nirali. So that point is not quoted from the Mabit, or the Maharit, and therefore it is okay. Then he says at the end, the Kavanas Maharit Shemachalik Ben Rias Kedusha Rias Aisha Rasalar Bakarasav or Ria Yesh Vasi Shaper Kushis Avni Miluim. So this is a big labedic discussion in the postgame in terms of what one has to see in terms of the Kiddushin. Again, back to our discussion in terms of what the Talmud Chacham looks at and the Ria. Back to the Gemara. Two dots. Va'bal no se tzchar. V'chulu. So the Mishnah, if you remember, we said that who has to pay for the documents in all these cases. So the shtar erusin, we say that the baal has to pay for the document. They ask the Gemara my time. Damakra v'kasav v'nasa for the get, not for the shtar erusin, for the get. That the husband pays for the get. Says the Mishnah at the beginning of the but v'habal no sein schar. So baal has to give the schar based on the pasuk v'kasa v'nasan. We don't always do that, says the Gemara. We have the woman who pays for the shtar of the get. Why? How is that allowed? Shadyu a rabbanan aisha ki hechi delo l'shaye. The rabbanan threw it on the woman, allowed the woman to do it, so that she doesn't remain in aguna. Right? It could be if the husband has to pay for it, it'll be a little more difficult. He won't write the get, won't get the tzivui. If the woman's going to pay for it, then he will jump more at the opportunity. Says Rashbam, she'ena rotza litain v'tis agen. Right, so the question is this a din daraisa? If a kasav and asan is a din daraisa, then how did the Rabbanan change it? Is this a change b'kum va'asei? It's a din, v'kasav and asan, and he has to. So the Nemuki Yosef here says, well, at least the real din is that the baal has to be mitzaveh. He has to give the command, the tzivui habaal. The instructions he has to give. But the fact that he has to pay for it in the stomach, according to that Nemuki Yosef, it's more of an asmachta. It's more of a didzrabanan. The Ritva, though, says four words. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Says the Ritva, we are using the principle of the Rabbanan having the power over financial issues of Klal Yisrael. And that's what he says here. Afal gav, deksiv, v'kasa, v'nasan, Achnu le labal zuze vehefker bezet hefker vavikiilu poraas bishvilo. It's as if she's paying for him. It's as if she's being makne the money to him, which again the footnotes gets into hefker bezet hefker. How much is that hafka or hakna? We discussed that. The Rashi Mesefes Gittin. The Rabbanan have the power to remove it from someone's rishus. Can they be makne it to someone else? So that is a discussion. This sounds like that it could even be hakna. Because if it's the din, then it has to be v'kasa v'nosan, then this usage of a hefker bez and hefker by the Ritva would be telling us that it's not just removing it from the woman, but it's also considering it belonging to the husband. Good. Kos v'shtar lalove, afa b'shein malve imo. The alove can have a shtar written, even though the malve is not there, because the alove is the dasa mischayev. He's the one that's being mischayev, and the Mishnah says that the alove is the one that has to pay for the document. Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? Right, he's the one benefiting. He's getting the loan, so he should have to pay for the document. Lo tzricha be'iska. The chiddush is, even in an iska. Iska means there's an investment that the malve and the love, they're kind of partners. Even the malve is going to get some benefit, but still the love is the one that's the real instigator. The love is the one that, that is getting the most direct benefit, and therefore, that's why the love has to pay for the shtar. Next. Kos v'shtar lemocher avo v'shin lokeach imo. You could write a document for the seller, because again, it's lechovato. Anything that's lechovato, a person could have a shtar written as long as he is the mischayev. So again, the seller is the one that writes the shtar, and he is the one that, it says here that the lokeach is the one that pays for the document, even though it can be written by the mocher. So, says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious again that the lokeach, the buyer could pay, lo tzricha b'mocher sadeh ebnei rasa. What if the mocher is selling the field because it's so inferior, and therefore he's the one that's getting benefit, not just the buyer? So that's the chiddush, even in a case like that, a mocher b'pnei rasa, still we say that the lokeach is the one that pays. Next, ein kosid shtarei erisin v'chulu, right? We spoke about this in the Mishnah. Shtarei erisin and nisuin only can be written midaas shnehem, says the Gemara. Again, what are shtarei erisin and nisuin? Shtarei erisin, the Rashbam explained, was a shtar, the shtar psikta, as it's called in other contexts, the agreement, what we might call the tsnayim, the agreement between the parents that used to be done months in advance in terms of the financial agreement, and the shtar nisuin is the shtar ksuba, as the Rashbam says. Again, a ksuba is not a shtar, a marriage document, but it's done at the time of the nisuin, the acceptances of the responsibilities of the husband, but that's why it's called shtar nisuin. But that is written midas shnehem, and the chasan is the one that pays for it. The chasan, no sein schar. So again, the Gemara says, pshita, isn't it obvious that the chasan is going to pay? He's the one that's being koneher. Lo tzricha da filu tzurva me rabbanon. Even if it's a big talmid chacham. Tenicha le lechamua lekrovei, that the kala's family is so excited to get this woman, to get this man into the marriage, to have this man as a son-in-law, still, the chasan is going to pay for it. Even though they're getting hana there, the chasan is no sein schar. That is the din that the Mishnah says. Good. Ein kosid shtarei arisus shtarei arisus the kablanus. If one has a sharecropper document, as we discussed at length at the end of Bamatzia, all the different details of sharecroppers, arisus and kablanus, so that is written midas shnehem. And the makabel is the nosein schar, right? The one who gets the field. So again, the Gemara says pshita. The makabel, whoever is the one that's benefiting directly, it's obvious that he's the one that's going to have to pay for the shtar. Says the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Again, lo tzricha bibura. The chiddush is, even if the certain fields have to be let to lie fallow, you're not going to work it right away. So you're not going to get hanah from this immediately. So even there, the lokeach is the one that has to, the mekabel is the one that has to pay for it, because he's the one that eventually would be getting the hanah. Enkos the shtar beiru written al midas shneiem v'chulu. Shtar birur has to be written midas shneiem according to the Tanakama. My shtar beiru, and what are shtar beiru? Today is hakar tagimu shtar tanasa. Some say it means shtar tanasa, that the scribes in the court write down the claims of each of the parties so that nobody could change the claim afterwards. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar, Zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad. No, it's talking about Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, third time he's on our daf. It means zabla. When each of them choose a dayan, zebor lo echad, as is discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin. So that document that states which dayan each of them chose. Good. Last line of the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama said that Shtari Birurah is written midashneim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Shimon Gamliel Omer l'shneim kosvin shnayim lazeh ba'atzmo lazeh ba'atzmo. Each one gets their own shtar. In terms of shtar beirurin, says the Gemara, why? Why does each of them get their own? So lema bekofen amida somka b'flagi. Shall we say this machlokas is whether we are kofe, whether Bezdin forces somebody to not violate, not be in the world of midas stone. Midas stone, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. And you know, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel there says that you're allowed to do that. Each one can get their own. And the Tanakhama says you can't do that. Come b'flagi. Demar Savar Kofin, Demar Savar Ain Kofin, is that what the issue is in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Lo, Tukuli Alma Kofin. No, everybody here would agree. Everybody, Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that we're usually Kofin on Midas Stone. The Machlokas here is whether this is Midas Stone. Ve'achai, no time with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you know why you're not Kofin? You give them each their own to Amar Lai, because one could say to the other, Lo Nichali, the Tevi Schusach, Gabi Schusi, I don't want our Schuyos recorded together. Why? Because I might lose. The dumbest Allah, Ki Aryarva, you're like an encroaching lion on me, that you might take advantage of me. And therefore, says the Gemara, that is not called Midas Stone. In the Rashbam, the medium lines, the Damis Alai Ka'arya Arva, call Sha'a, Shatira Haksav, whenever you see the Ksav, Tavo Elai Ba'alilos. You'll come with excuses, Ta'anosech, Haksubimbo, Visham Tira Ta'anosai, and you'll see what I claimed, and you'll know how to reject, you'll know what I said, because you see my claim, and Novel Yadi Meriva, Ki Ish Merivos Ata, you are a argumentative person, and I don't want my claims by you, because then you'll see what I say, you'll always remember, you'll be able to counterclaim, and therefore this is not me the stone, there's a hefset here. If there's a hefset here, so then there's not going to be it's not going to be called Midas Tov. If you look in the Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos, the Rashbam here quotes that Mishnah in Parakeh Pirkei Avos, we know the Mishnah describes Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four types of personalities in people. Ha'omer, Sheli, Sheli, Vishalach, Shalach. The first one. What's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. The Tanakhama says Zumi de Beninus. This is a medium, right? The Rashi says there in Avos, Eino lo tzadik v'lo rasha. Not a tzadik, not a rasha, beidonis. The yesh omrim zumida stone. And others say this is stone. It's keeping away from everybody. And keeping everybody away from you. So the Rabbi Yodi here discusses, how is there a possibility that there's a machlokas about what mida stone is in a case where there is no loss? Right? Our Gemara say that there's a loss. There wouldn't be mida stone. Rabbi Yodi wonders here about exactly how it is possible. If somebody's not giving stucca, so then that's not beidonis. Right, so what exactly is the case? Rabbi Yona here in Pirkei Avos discusses that. But that's the first midah. And then we have the other midahs, as we know. Sheli shalach v'shalach sheli am ha'aretz. You're just flipping, that's like foolish. Sheli shalach v'shalach shalach chasid. If you give everything away. Sheli shalach, sheli sheli v'shalach sheli rasha. So those are the four midos that the Mishnah quotes here in the fifth parak. Okay, we continue now, says the Mishnah. Mi shepara mixas chovo, the hishlas eshtaro. Somebody owes 100 and he only has 50 to pay back on the day it's due. So he says, he gives back whatever it is, 50, and then they're mashlish the shtar. The malva and the lova give the shtar to a third party and say, and he, the lova says, if I don't pay back by this, such and such a date, then give the shtar back to the malva and he will be able to collect everything again. Even though I already paid part. But you know what? I can't probably pay the rest right now. So if I don't pay back by such a date, give it back to him. V'yamarlo, imlo nazazi lecha mikad etin lecha mikad vad yoplodi tein lo shtaro. He gives man v'lo nasan. If the time came, Rabbi Yossi omer yitein. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, the third party, the shlish, could give it back to the malva. No problem. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yitein. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you cannot. But the shlish cannot give it back to the third to the malva. Why? Why not? But my kamiflagi. What the machlok is about, the huge topic of asmachta, which we discussed back in earlier prakim, but it's right here. Rabbi Yossi savar asmachta kan. Rabbi Yossi says asmachta. What is an asmachta? Rashi says all over Shas. The Rashbam says it right here, quoting the same idea that his grandfather quotes. What's an asmachta? A commitment today based on a future event that is that I don't know what's going to happen. I'd rather one way happen, but it's not in my control fully. Well, that's already taking a stand. Well, let's see, Asmachta, second wide line. Hamaftiach lechaveiro. I promise my friend, davar almanas sheyaseh davar lasid. Bisomech b'libo, b'shasa tzadai sheyuchal lekayim adavar. Kshigi hazman. I trust that I'm going to be able to fulfill the tzadai, in the future event. Kshigi hazman, yeanes v'lo yuchal lekayim. Right, and then something happens, I can't be mekayim it, I can't pay back. So, a commitment today based on a future event that the outcome is not 100% known. So, is that a commitment that's nikneh in halacha? Or is that stealing? So, asmachta kanya means it works. And asmachta lo kanya means it doesn't work. So, that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Yossi savar asmachta kanya, Rabbi Yehuda savar asmachta lo kanya. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav halacha, Rabbi Yossi. The lachat of Rabbi Yosi that it's kone. Ki also the kamei Rabbi Ami when Amar Lahu when this discussion came in front of Rabbi Ami he said v'chi biyachas Rabbi Yochanan melamdenu pam rishona v'shniya halacha Rabbi Yosi ani ma'esa. Rabbi Yochanan already said aslach the kanya many times. What am I supposed to do? But the Gemara ends off v'ein halacha Rabbi Yosi. We do not pask it that way. We pask it as fact there's low kanya with exceptions. Aspachto tzak is kanya as we've discussed. In other contexts, but that is the halacha, asmakta is low kanya. Big discussion in the Rishonim, again, asmakta is a huge topic, and as we've mentioned, asmakta has to be understood with the sugyas of asmakta, brera, and tnai. Those three sugyas overlap, and the Rishonim discuss the first and third. Asmachta and tznai, right here. The Rishonim discuss what's the difference between asmachta, which is low kanya, and a tznai, which one is allowed to make. Person can make a condition on many things, on marriage, on a business deal. So why is asmachta lo kanya, while a tnai, which we learned out from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, that would be okay. It discusses the Ramban, it discusses the Rashba. I'll read it from the Rashba. The Rashba says here, Od ani ro'el lichtov kan, derech klal. It's a long piece here. But masha'ala b'dayti v'dini asmachta. Lefisha ra'isi l'kog d'olei ha'machabrim. V'amafarshim, drachim rabim v'lo hiskim echadim chaveiro. I saw so many different suggestions. V'lachu lohem klalim u'pratim mikol asher bacharu v'lo ra'isi lohem davar derech nimlat min akushios. I saw so many suggestions, and I can't find one that works out smoothly. V'eini omer lios derech zu asher bacharti yosef v'chuvim min arishonim. I'm not saying mine is the best, interesting formulation. Rakshi melecha shamayim, vafilu lo hoel al b'davar echa levad, die. Says, I'm going to throw in my suggestion also, even though I know no suggestion is perfect. The Rashba's suggestion is, again, what's the difference between asmachta, which is a problem, and tanai, which is not a problem? V'hu sheyira be'enai, says the Rashba, the difference is that a tanai, an asmachta, is more when it's formulated as an exaggeration and derech knas. V'hu sheyira be'enai, sha'ava b'sha'ama rava, called de'i lokani. Anything in the future is not nicknam, garmbaba mitsia, lav klala rabasi who look called to e. It doesn't mean anything in the future. Sha'arei tnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, to who yisod l'chol hatznoim, nomar, b'im, im yavru b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, eschem as a yardin. Ela kol de'i shehu nomar derech knas kamar, klomar. Misha masne. Somebody makes it tonight. Yomer. Im esev, im lo esev. Oem yase ploni, o lo yase. She'ein misha masne rotze b'kiyumo. Kigon, imani chozer bi echpo lecha arvoncha. O arvoni machulacha. She'ein an rotzin b'kiyumo so atznai. Ela b'bitul. She'akavana lem she'is kaim eni emamekach. Lo she'yaxer echan mehem. So if there's some type of derech, knas, derech, hey, if I don't work the land, then I owe you something. Or an arev, or all of those are asmachta, and that wouldn't be. The kol sha'amru derech knas kimavtiach ala maisa hishkimu olav havi asmachta. But the kol she'nemar b'derech tnai, if you go tnai be'egadim b'nei ruvein, just in a regular condition, she'heim rotzim u'miskavenin b'kiyim atnai. I want the tnai to be mekuyam. By the knas, I don't want it to be mekuyam. But here, if I want it to be mekuyam, af al pisho tzio zo b'lashon im tnaihu v'kayam shari hayu moshe v'chol yisrael b'kiyam. Also, im dahainu sheyavru itamas ayardin v'chein kol yotzei bazeh. And this is all, he quotes the cases earlier. Whoever tells me that my wife has a baby boy, yitol mana. If somebody tells me, whoever wants to go to Yushalayim with me, there are many, many tznaim, just a regular tznaim, that's not an asmachta. It's only if it's clearly a knas type of, I don't want this fulfilled, that's where you'd have the problem of asmachta. Okay, there's a lot more, as the Rashba here said. Well, everybody gives their own interpretations, but either way, that's for us for now. Weiter, says the Mishnah. Misha nimchak shtar chovo. If somebody has a shtar that got erased. Ma middle of Edim. So he gets new witnesses. Ubal afnei Beis Din. And he comes in front of Beis Din. The Yad Rabbah says an expert Beis Din. Va'osin lo kiyum. And they're Mekayim and they rewrite the shtar. Ishploni ben ploni. Nimchak shtar obyoploni. Uploni ploni Edim. And these are his Edim. Okay, so if you don't have a shtar, get the Edim that knew what was written in the shtar, and you can rewrite it. Tan Rabbanan and Ezio Kiyumo, how do you rewrite it? What do you write? Bimosav Tlasa Havina. Anu, Ploni, Uploni, Uploni. We are a best, and we are the three. Hotzi, Ploni, Ben Ploni, Shtar, Machuk, Lefaneinu, Biyom Ploni. So-and-so brought a shtar in front of us, and it was written on such and such a date. The original, the Chizchaivus, Uploni, Uploni, Edav, and these two people were his Edim. And that's what you write. So they rewrite a shtar if they know all the details. V'im kasabo, and if there's written in this kiyum, who's kaknu le'edusan shall edim, v'nim says edusan mechuvanes, if it says that, then we check the edim, the original edim, and their edus was mechuvan, gove, and then they can be the abal chov can be gove from the original time, from the original date, v'enotzar v'lavi raya. They don't have to bring any more rayas, because the Beis Din obviously did the research, and they found out everything is char. V'imlav sarach lavi raya. But if not, if it doesn't say that extra line, then a raya has to be brought in terms of the time period and ability to collect. Nikra pasul niskara kosher. If you have a star that is nikra, nikra seems like it was purposely ripped, then it's pasul, because obviously it was ripped because it was paid up. Niskara, but if it's clearly it was by mistake, got ripped, kosher, we'll have to see how you know the difference. Nimchak on itashtesh, if it was rubbed out, so then mishuma nikar kosher, as long as you can still make out the words and the names, it would be kosher. Heichidami nikra, heichidami niskara, how do you know the difference? Amar Yehuda, nikra kerash al Beis Din. Nikra is Beis Din tort. Niskara keresh edel shal Beis Din. Heichidami keresh al Beis Din. What is a keresh al Beis Din? Amar of Yehuda, makama edim umakama zmanu makama toref. If it's purposely, specifically a tear in the important parts of the shtar, the toref, where the names and the dates, that's a, you know, that is a rip of Beis Din. Abaya amar shesi va'arev, or if there's an X in between that, those parts. The Ritva says, it's two suggestions. It's not a, machlokas here. Good. Hanuar void azubil pumbedisa. There was certain, Rashbam says Yishmaelim that came to pumbedisa. Tavika ansi arata de inshe. They used to go over to people and steal their land. They used to force them off their land and they used to even force them to give them their deeds. So there would be no recourse afterwards later on if they would want their land back. Asu marvasayu lakame dabaya. So the landowners before, who still had their shtaros, came to Abaya. I wanted to prevent this from happening. So Amalei, Lechzi Mar Shtare, Abaya, look at our Shtaros, that these are our lands. The Lifto Lon Mar Shtarech Rini Lave. So write us another one. So that if we have to give this one up, we'll have another one at least. The E, Misnes Chad, Naktina Chad Biyodan. Could you please write us an extra star? So Amalehu says, Abaya, Mayabalehu, I would love to, but you know what, I can't. What am I supposed to do for you? Why the Amar of Safra? Ain't Kosvish de Shtaras al Sada Achas. Rav Safra says you can't write two Shtaras on one field. Why? Dilma, Tarif, other Tarif. Because what's going to happen? There's one Shtar, and now the, a Balchov is going to come and collect, and you're going to give him the Shtar. But if you have a double Shtar, then he'll be able to, you'll be able to go back twice to collect from the person, let's say you sold you the land. So Dilma, Tarif, other Tarif. So you can't have a double deed, because that would be a problem. Havikot Tardile, and they were just pressing him. They say, Abaya, you have to help us out. Even though he might have wanted to. And I guess it wasn't a possibility that he would write the shtar and he would hold on to the shtaris. That wasn't a possibility. So Amalei Lasafre, Abayas is fine. He tells his scribe, Zil Kasiv Luhu, Hu ala Machak, Ve'edim ala Niyar, the puzzle. Write a shtar, as we had a couple of days ago. Write a shtar, but first write erasure on top. So it'll be on erased, parchment. And the Edim write on good parchment, as we said earlier. And Abaya holds, that's puzzle. And give it to them. That's the issue. The Rashbam explains, they won't know that it's a problem, but Abaya is just trying to get them off his back. Abaya, there's nothing for him to do. So Abaya says, at least do this, and in that way, they'll be able to stop bothering me. Even though eventually, when they try to use the shtar, it won't be good. The Rabbeinu Gershom has a different shtar. Rabbeinu Gershom here says that, no, this wouldn't be good enough as a real shtar, but it would be good enough at least in this situation. Right? That's how the Rabbeinu Gershom says on the bottom. Pasuk lichav v'ena lekuchos, aval lakach yoel lahem, shekol zman shezeh ashtar biadam, ein yachol amocher lichpar shalom achar. Okay, let's just finish and then we'll make one more comment. You're telling your scribe to write something and then erase it and write something else, but maybe they won't erase it well the first time, and the Rishum will still be Nikar. It'll still be Kasher, and then it'll end up that you'll have two Shtaras. Amr Abaya says, no. Mi Kamina Shtar Ma'alya, you think I was telling him to write a good Shtar and then erase it? Aleph Bey's Balma Kamina. I was just telling them to write some scribbles. Write Aleph Bey's. Write anything and then erase it. So even if Rishimu Nikar, it's not going to be anything that could be used. We showed him discuss here how he was machshel them. The Ritva discusses how he was able to be machshel them and give them a pasul shtar, right? Is that something that we would think that is done by the greatest of the Amoraim, by Abaya? But again, they're bothering him and they're in the wrong, right? If he already said something and they're bothering him still. But again, that is a discussion. The Ritva here has a little bit discussion of how he was able to do this. That's what he says here. To me a milsa. Lichtov lo chutz ben achrayah shabo. Right, maybe other suggestions are given, but he ends up saying there was no choice. And then he says, Bishwami no, the Shari Lamev and Ladina, Kia Gavan, Kiecha Litradu. Right, a Dayan, if he's forced, you know, and he's being bothered, he's allowed to do this. The Chashuk Yechemet here, and we'll end with this. What about someone who is being bothered and heckled by someone for tztaka? Bothered and heckled. Right, the case is Ma'isa Bagabay Tztacha Ba'al Ruvein the Iltzu Lasis Truma Gadola Avraham Mosachalam. He gave recently. For Nasan Chelko, he gave enough. He gave recently, and the person's bothering him. And he says, no, he's not leaving. So what does he do finally? He gives them a check, and he writes a certain amount that they want, but his signature he does not write properly. Doesn't write the signature properly, and he knows that the bank's not going to cash the check then. And then he thinks to himself, and he gives it to them, and then he's like thinking, did I do the right thing? Is it appropriate? So the Chashuk Yechemet here quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who quotes our Gemara. He says, you see from our Gemara that it is allowed, even in a case where it's going to cause them a loss, right? They're not going to get their land back, but it's going to cause them a loss. Maybe you might have to pay something if you give them a wrong check. V'gam shom alul latzeis lahem hefsid. V'shim shlo yis'amtsu kishe yavo yishma'elim yitzu lahem es ashtar ha-makori atov. V'yashil atzmo es ashtar hara. Right? Avachozos was chashi b'zei abaya. So therefore, he says, according to the Rabbi Gershom, you wouldn't have such a raya. But according to the Rashbam, you would have a raya, and therefore, that is why Abaya, what he did, he would be able to do that. Okay? So this is the story of Abaya at the end. And we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Zchus L'Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community, from Jack and Renee Nussbaum. He should have a Refuah Shleima Bekarov. Okay, we will stop here.